Oh, god damn! Somebody's embalming technique needs work.
Kane placed a finger to his lips, annoyed that the younger magistrate had broken the silence. But he couldn't deny the odor was of old death, dusty, musty, and putrid all at once. Suddenly, from within the burial chamber, he caught a brief flicker of movement, and he raised the carbine. Descartes spied the shifting of shadows, too, and snapped up his scene-eater. Even with the light amplification that his glasses provided, Kane could just barely make out the figure at the end of the tunnel. He assumed one of the insurrectionists had shown himself, but the form moved toward them slowly, listing from side to side, almost as if it were shambling. He heard a rustling, scraping sound accompanying the figure's approach, then a faint noise as of wood creaking. Whirling, Kane brought up his auto-rifle. He saw the lid of a sarcophagus slowly rising, pushed up from within. The stench of putrefaction increased almost exponentially, and even as he watched, gnarled brown fingers curled around the edge of the lid. Flesh crawling with revulsion and a mounting horror, Kane felt rooted in the mire of a nightmare. The ripping sound of Descartes' sin-eater on full auto broke the spell of terror threatening to engulf Kane's mind. By the strobing flame licking from the pistol's bore, Kane saw a withered, wizened shape with dried, dark limbs like dead wood. The figure shambling from the burial chamber was a mummy, and Kane's reason recoiled from the sight, his breath seizing in his lungs. The fusillade tore strips from the animated cadaver's body, the impacts turning it this way and that, but it still shuffled forward.
This is not fucking happening! This is not fucking happening!
The mummy staggered under the 9mm hammer blows, and it fell backward, arms and legs twitching. Kane returned his attention to the creature pushing its way out of the mummy case. The bandages had come loose from around its head, revealing leathery flesh drawn drum tight over the contours of the skull. A bright red, malevolent light gleamed inside the empty sockets, sending a stream of mad fear through Kane. Its jaws opened and closed in a sickening, silent pantomime of speech. He squeezed the trigger of the carbine, holding it down, firing through the entire magazine, blasting out waves of ear-shattering sound. The skull of the creature flew apart under the barrage, and two of the canopic jars in the niche behind it shattered amid sprays of clay and desiccated viscera.
This is not fucking happening! This can't be fucking happening!
Looking down the passageway, Kane saw the mummy Descartes had fired upon, staggering back to its feet, hooking its fleshless, claw-like fingers into the wall and hoisting itself upright. Slowly, with jerky movements, as if responding to the tug of invisible puppet strings, the cadaver advanced upon Kane and Descartes. Kane could only stare, unable to blink or breathe or even think. At the fringes of his awareness, he heard the scraping creak of more mummy case lids opening. He watched as all of the sarcophagi opened, the wrapped corpses rising from their resting places. He felt as if the blood in his veins had congealed into icy mud. Kane dropped the carbine with a loud clatter and drew the Colt automatic. Holding it in a two-handed grasp, he squeezed off single shots, carefully placing the rounds through the skulls of the mummies, although he had no idea how he could possibly kill something that was already dead. Descartes continued to fire his sin-eater, blowing away half of the mummy's skull. No blood poured from the wound, and pieces of cranial bone clattered against the floor and walls. He put his back to Kane as the withered corpses shambled toward them in a hideous mockery of life and movement. Shifting his aim downward, Kane fired a round at a mummy's knee joint. Dried flesh and bone shattered, the knee literally disappearing in an explosive mushroom cloud of dust, rags, and fragments of ancient cartilage and leathery skin. The mummy fell forward as its leg collapsed, but it still continued to crawl toward him, using its arms and remaining leg to propel it along the tunnel floor. Kane fired directly into its face, the .45 caliber wrecking ball shearing away its jawbone. Teeth rattled off into the shadows like a handful of parched corn kernels. Following his lead, Descartes aimed for the knee and elbow joints on another of the walking corpses. He squeezed off four shots in rapid succession. The mummy was bowled off its feet as a shin bone splintered under the fire. It fell to the ground, flopping helplessly as it tried to rise again. Kane fired on another mummy, shattering its spine completely, its torso folded in half like a jackknife, its head dangling between its legs. Despite the cold sweat of terror beating his brow, he was able to think a bit more clearly. Returning rationality pushed away the fog of unreasoning horror. Although the gunfire was effective, the results were too slow. He knew he had to come up with a faster method of disposing of the cadavers without burning through all of their ammunition. Burning. Kane's gaze darted to the candelabra, and with the thought came motion. He lunged forward, back into the burial chamber, elbowing the cadaver aside. He heard ribs crunch under the impact. The claw-like hand of another mummy reached for his face, and his cheek was scratched by split black fingernails. The bandaged creature lurched directly into his path, arms outflung as if inviting an embrace. Kane ducked beneath it and grabbed the candelabra. Even through the gloves of his shadow suit, he felt the heat of the brass. A brown, gnarled hand darted for his throat, and he spun out of reach, touching the flame of a candle to a dangling scrap of bandage. The ancient, oil-treated linen instantly caught fire like dry tinder. Tongues of flame engulfed its body, leaping from limb to limb. In a matter of seconds, the animated corpse burned as brightly as a torch. Even though the mummy was burning up, it still took several shambling steps, its unnatural mimicry of life keeping it on the move. Kane kicked it against one of his brethren. The bandages of the other creature caught fire with an explosive pop. Both of the mummies collapsed, arms entwined in a mass of roaring flame. The heat seared Kane's face, and he backed away. As if striking out in defiance, one of the cadavers lashed out at Kane with an arm, its bony fingers closing around his right ankle. Kane stomped on the wrist with his left foot, putting all of his weight down. The forearm snapped like a broken stick, and he kicked the severed hand away. He touched a candle to another mummy's wrappings, and almost immediately the fire spread over the creature's body, consuming it in a blaze of blue and orange flame. Descartes hurled the final shambling corpse against it. Both figures were completely consumed, falling apart before their eyes, the glowing embers of blackened bone scattering over the floor. The two men fanned the smoky air away from their faces and coughed at the acrid stench. The pounding of running feet echoed loudly in the chamber as Grant rushed into the room, eyes and sin-eater questing for a target. He skidded to a clumsy halt as his gaze took in the scene of blazing carnage.
You gotta be fucking kidding me!